My question is, I think it's for non-armed Israeli, because we don't regard ourselves as non-Muslims. Why do other Muslims...
Now, what is this statement? We don't regard ourselves
as... Well, we regard ourselves as Muslims. Okay. Yeah, we are Muslims.
It's a very weak statement.
Yeah, well, no. Well, I'm asking, my question is, why do other Muslims keep on insisting that Ahmadis are non-Muslims?
Because of the fear of Ahmadis. If they don't propagate it and constantly remind others that Ahmadis are non-Muslims, they would turn to Ahmadiyyat because it's so attractive, so wonderful in understanding of Islam, that they're drawn into Ahmadiyyat with this very powerful magnetic force. So to keep them away, they spread this propaganda, they're non-Muslims, non-Muslims. So it's very difficult for a Muslim to scale the wall dividing Islam and outside Islam. So when they're influenced by this propaganda, then they cease to take interest in Ahmadiyyat. Otherwise, as long as Ahmadis were understood to be Muslims in the eyes of law, they thought the conversions taking place from other sects to Islam was mainly because of the masses, unlettered masses, and their belief that it doesn't make any difference. After all, they are a sect of Islam. So why not change the sect from this to that? Still you will remain within the four walls of Islam. And this was the general impression of the masses, they thought, the mullahs thought, which was helping Ahmadiyyat to spread. So they erected a wall in between. And still no change.
People climb over
the
wall.
They're climbing, jumping higher, and in larger numbers.
Yes.
They can't stop truth from spreading. It's impossible.
It is impossible, yes.
They prevented us through legislations to spread our literature, to preach to others. They banned the books of Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam to be published in Pakistan. Now, what did God do? God gave us MTA. And now Ahmadiyyat is showering over them, you know, from heavens, entering each house. The other day, somebody sent me a published report by a hostile mullah about Ahmadiyyat, and there he accepted defeat, he confessed their inability to do anything against MTA. He said, what can we do now? Naming me, he said, he has entered our houses. We find him in our own houses, our children watching him. What can we do about it now? So this is Allah's doing. Let them do whatever they may. They cannot obstruct the passage of Ahmadiyyat. Right?
Thank you.